Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, Scaling Up to 8 Figures, episode number 43, Mindset for Highly Effective People. Welcome to Scaling Up to 8 Figures. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an 8-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equipped entrepreneurs with business building skills to scale towards an 8-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, digital marketing strategies, leadership, systems, processes, mindset, and time management. Now, let's get started with episode number 43, which is one of my favorite, Mindset for Highly Effective People. We all know someone that constantly is proactive and not reactive. And with episode number one, we talked about how people can change the way they view and the way they're viewed. So we're going to actually look at some habits of how people are able to do that. So let's go with habit number one. People that are highly successful are proactive. They do not blame the weather, their grandparents, their parents, race, religion, they don't find that as a reason why they take responsibility for their life. They do not continue to blame everyone and anything on why they're in a good mood or why they're in a bad mood. They feel that they are able, and you're able to tell people that are proactive by the way they speak. Most people that are proactive will say, I am, I can, I will, I prefer. Reactive people will use a certain language. I can't, I have to, if only. Everything, they're the victim. Everything is out of their control. To me, that is a terrible way to live because it actually feels and makes you feel like you have no choice, you have no options. So, in life, you can choose to be a success or a failure. You can choose to have courage or you can choose to be fearful. Every moment, every situation, you are actually provided a choice. So what are you going to choose? When we look at habit number two of highly effective people, I always like to say, begin with the end in mind. When you look at writing your goals, write your goals from where you are now and then go back to where you'd like to be. So let's actually look at if you were to be able to envision in your mind where you would like to see yourself, and you have to be able to do that mentally first. You have to first do the mental to do the creation, and then the physical. The physical creation follows the mental, just as a building follows a blueprint. Can't think of it and can't visualize it, it's going to be a lot harder to be able to achieve it. So start with flexing your proactive muscles and asking yourself, what do you want and where do you see yourself? And then try to write down a personal mission statement. Personally understand where you are, why you feel that way, put in your why, and how you plan on getting there. Be responsible. A personal mission statement will allow you to do that. When I look at habit number three, put first things first. I feel that you have to have a balanced existence to be able to live. You have to say, this is what I want, this is how I'm going to manage it, and put it in order. You have to have a purpose, know your purpose, your value, your roles, and your priorities. What comes first, and put it in that order. You're able to tell what a person really thinks and feels about themselves by what they surround themselves with. You can see if a person thinks materially because all they have are material things. You'll find that people really value and have self-worth will have something that's spiritually led, whatever they feel is their spiritually led quest in life, and books. So you can see what someone really values and what they put as a priority by what they spend their time and their money on. No matter what they say, just look at what they spend their time and money on, and you'll see right then what they really value. When we look at number four, think win-win. You want to actually say, when you start to be mature, you want to think of individuals winning. You want to say that you want everyone to have what we call an interpersonal existence. That means you're not dependent and you're not independent solely. You've gotten to a place in life where you realize that everyone can have a win-win situation and that you want for people to have a win-win and not where people are always in competition. When you have an interpersonal relationship and you understand that you can be dependent and independent, that's the point where you've reached success because you can achieve so much more as a team than you ever can by yourself. But in order to do that, you have to have that mindset. When I look at habit number 5, I say, this is one of my favorite. First seek to understand, then seek to be understood. When you talk about that, Covey talked about communication is the most important skill in life. You spend years learning how to read and write and how to speak. But think about it. Do you ever really learn how to listen? And I always remark that God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason, which means he wanted to do less talking and more listening. But very few people really know how to listen. They can hear, which is a physical aspect of it, but they really don't know to listen. So I always like to say, try to sit back and understand why someone is doing something before you're trying to convince them why you should be understood. There was a gentleman on a train, and his children ran into the train, and they were hollering and screaming, and everyone looked like, what is the problem? Why are these kids so bad and so unruly? Finally, the father of the children said, I'm sorry my children are acting this way, but I guess they're upset because their mom just died. Once people understood why the children were acting that way, they had a totally different perspective on what was going on. They were no longer bad, ruly children. They were actually children that they felt sorry for and wanted to comfort. Just that switch of understanding took it from the children getting on your nerves to actually wanting to comfort the children. When I look at number 6, you want to synergize. It simply means two heads are better than one. When Covey talks about having energy and truly valuing the mental, emotional, and the psychological differences between and among people. Always understand that we are what we've been and what we've been through. Everyone has a different experience and they arrive at a different place based on that. It's so interesting when you allow people to be themselves and not try to get them to see your point of view all the time. And when people are able to do that, they can synergize and they can get so much more done. The last thing is actually making meaningful connections with others. And that means renewing yourself, taking time to relax. Don't get totally burnt out by trying to overdo everything. Pamper yourself mentally and spiritually and go through life with an obvious well-being and making sure that you understand that you've got to recharge yourself. Even though you may feel as if, say, you're working for yourself, working by yourself, and you say, you know what? I can't afford to take off. You're going to hit a wall, and you're not going to be any good to anyone unless you do. So you have to make sure that you balance what you're trying to do, make sure that you understand that you've got to meditate. And when we look at some of the habits of successful people that really do well, one, they get up early and they try to go to bed early. They read a lot. They meditate. They also understand that they are a part of a team and that they're not looking to do everything by themselves and they believe in balance. So hopefully these 7 habits will really get you to thinking that before you can look at scaling your business to 8 figures, the most important thing you have to pay attention to is your mindset. So I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Join me next week for episode number 44, where we're actually going to go over how to hire the best people. Who you are hiring and who is on your team makes every bit of difference. So hiring a team that's great, that you get along with, and understanding how and why it works tells a lot about you. Once again, the type of team you have talks and speaks volumes about your character, your integrity, and what you mean and what you bring to the party. So make sure you join us next week. I absolutely love social media. So visit us at Facebook at 8 Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8 Figure Coach. Please leave a comment in the section below about this episode or any other episode. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. And also visit us at www.the8figurebusinesscoach.com and sign up for a free weekly dose of business information on how to scale your business to the next level, or give us a call at 1-800-731-9005. Until next time, much success. Bye-bye.